Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sonar at GabRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back. That's Sir Elton bringing us back. Leave On, my favorite song of his. He has many great songs. And that's the first one. First one I think most of us heard of his way back in the day. Sir Elton John. 23 after the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. Thank you. To all of you who've been buying my book, The Age of the Customer, I hope it'll help you. I know it will help you. I know that I'm supposed to say this because it's my book. It's my baby. I'm proud of it. It's an award-winning book, folks. It's not just me. Other people have said it's a good book, and I'm not going to be low-key about this because it'll help you. If you're having trouble getting out of your own way, if you're having trouble meeting your numbers, if your salespeople aren't doing what you think they ought to be doing, maybe you need to read what's going on, what I talk about in the book. Things are changing. Major shift in the marketplace after 10,000 years is happening. It's still happening right now. So I hope you check that out. All right, so it's just you and me, and I want to talk about something that I probably never talked about before. Ladies, this is for you, especially ladies. So I want to tell you a sad story that it's a cautionary tale, though, for you. All right, so first I want to say that I like Uber. I use Uber all the time. I use it in New York. I use it last week in Boston. I use it in Nashville. I've used it in D.C. Dallas, Houston. I like Uber. And Uber has several different ways of making sure that you get good service. So Uber, if you haven't been part of Uber yet, Uber has an app. It's on your phone. You click on it, and you tell them where you are. You turn on your GPS. And it tells you them where you are. You push a button and tell them what kind of car you want, and then bada bing, bada bam, they show you where the car is, and they tell you your driver's on the way, and they tell you the driver's name. They show you the driver's picture. And they give you the driver's phone number, and you can call them or text them. They even tell you what kind of car they're in and what color the car is. And almost every case I call or the driver calls me or we text each other, and when the driver pulls up, they roll the window down, Sue or Judy or Bill or Mohammed, whoever it is, they roll the window down, they look out the window, and they say, Jim? And I say, Judy? Yes. And I get in the car, and I can see that it's a person on the screen on my app. And I know that I've made connection with the right Uber person. Well, recently, someone I know, her daughter, was called an Uber. And she was waiting on it. And for whatever reason, somebody pulled up, a guy pulled up in a car, and said, are you waiting on Uber? And she said, yes. And he said, get in. She got in. And then she was assaulted. So this piece of whatever, this subhuman, just was driving around looking for women who looked like they might be waiting on something. If you're, there's a difference. A person who's waiting on Uber a person waiting on a cab has their hand up. They're hailing a cab. If you're waiting on Uber, you're not doing any of that. You're just standing around, but you're obviously waiting on someone. So you stand out a little bit. Well, all she had to do was look at her card and realize that that's not the same car. Or her phone, I should say. That's not the same car. That's not the same. She could have tricked him on the name, but unfortunately she didn't. I don't know why, but she didn't. And she got in the car, and she was hurt. So ladies, gentlemen, when you're using these systems, use the technology that and the features that they're giving you. When I'm traveling by myself, I don't want to be robbed, right? I don't want to be hurt. I want to get where I want to go. So there's like six different elements of this connection that Uber gives you. And I'm sure the others are like this, Lyft and all the others. I'm sure they're like this too. There's six different ways to make sure you're in the right car. And so somebody said, you know, should Uber take the blame for this? And I said, no, Uber didn't cause this. So I just want to say, ladies, especially ladies, please pay attention to this. This is a smart person that this happened to. She just had a lapse in judgment or attention or concentration. I don't know what. Maybe something else was on her mind. But please be safe. Please think about these things. Please use the tools that are available. And I'll tell you something else, ladies. I want to tell you this very sincerely. If you're leaving somewhere and there are other people around, and you're walking to your car, even if it's in the daytime, especially at night, if a gentleman near your group says, I'll walk you to your car, let them do it. Just don't even demur. Just say, oh, thank you. And if nobody does, say, hey, Bill, would you walk me to my car? Ask them to do it. Why not? Why not just have a little extra measure of safety? This is what I tell my wife. This is what I tell my daughter. This is what I'm telling you because I care about you. So pay attention, folks. Pay attention. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.